Our liturgy today gives us a synopsis, a summary of the events that we are about to experience together as we take the journey of Holy Week together. Today's liturgy started with the people welcoming Jesus, hailing him as the new king, as he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. The people shout, "Hosanna!" And we think of that as a celebratory word, a shout of praise, like hooray. However, the Hebrew word is closer to help, save us. They were celebrating the one who would save him, that he was here. But soon we find that the crowd has turned against their new king, against the one to whom they cried for help. And the celebration turns to derision. With the backing of the same crowds that shouted, "Save us," the new king is betrayed, arrested, vilified, tortured, and executed. Nonetheless, it remains his intention to save them, just not in the manner that they expected. We are reaching the end of the road of our Lenten journey this year, but we aren't there yet. Today's liturgy rushes us through the events that we will spend Holy Week contemplating. But in doing so, Palm Sunday is intended to prepare us, to remind us, to be a roadmap for the week ahead. We are about to pass through the most difficult part, and it is only by allowing ourselves the time and the space to reflect upon the tragic events that we will mark over the course of Holy Week that we can appreciate the glory that we will celebrate together on Saturday evening and Sunday morning, 1 week from today. This is a week when I invite you not to be in a hurry, to linger in church for a while, to find time to attend the liturgies of this week, either here or elsewhere. Pray, confess, meditate, spend time in silence in the presence of our Lord. Allow space for God. Let him in. Ponder the mystery. Reflect on the tragedy, and anticipate the glory.